This first recording is an interview I did with my dad, Al Van Deventer, in January of 2007. He started sailing as a boy in Tacoma, and this is about his first boat, which was a snipe, that he sailed down at Tacoma Yacht Club. Later on, he became a sailor at Corinthian, and he sailed Blanchards, and he sailed OK dinghies and PHRF boats, and sailed a boat back from the Victoria Maui race. And he has some interesting stories about the way things were back in the old days.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you about was the your snipe story. Tell me about sailing the snipe.
Okay. When I was 14, I had caught the sailing bug, but I didn't have a boat. Read every book there was on small boat sailing, so finally fell heir to this $150 15-foot snipe. So I kept it at the Tacoma Yacht Club. And on the day we launched it, I had two friends help me put it in the water, and we went for an afternoon sail. Tacoma Yacht Club is at the south end of Commencement Bay, and all the water is up north. All the wind's up north, everything's up north. So we hoisted the sails and took off from the yacht club, and we're having a ball. It was probably blowing 15 to 20, maybe a little bit higher in the gusts. And one of the first things you read about in the book is if the wind gets too strong, you let out the sheet and the boat comes back upright and everything's cool. So got hit by this big gust of wind, let out the sheet, and thereby we got lesson number one under our belt. Lesson number one is you always tie a knot at the end of the main sheet, because if you don't, bad things happen. So when this big gust hit, it took the main out to leeward and unrove all the sheet, so there was no way to get the main back in. And the wind was now howling pretty good. And before we could get the main taken down, it had torn itself to shreds. Well, the wind is from the south, and the Tacoma Yacht Club is behind us. So we come about and try to beat into the wind with a jib only, and the boat just wouldn't go to windward with no main. So we did the best we could and ended up beaching the boat at Brown's Point, between Brown's Point and Dash Point, which was the other end, other side of Commencement Bay. So that was lesson number one. Always tie a knot in the end of the sheet or bad things will happen. About 3 days later, I had the main repaired, and after, this was a school night, after school, I caught the bus and went to Dash Point and picked up the boat, or got down to the boat and started rigging it. And the sun was just getting ready to set at that time. And an old gentleman came down the beach and asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm taking my boat home because it had been bouncing on the beach for about 3 days now. It was time to get it home. So he helped me rig the boat, and he says, I don't really think you should do this. I said, no problem. So off I went. Again, the wind picked up and it was blowing like heck, but I had a knot at the end of my main sheet. And I could ride out the gusts pretty well until I noticed after one big gust, the true shrouds on the leeward side, this way my boat was rigged at that time, it had two shrouds. They were off flying in the breeze instead of being attached to the boat. The shrouds were attached to the boat by turnbuckles, but I had wanted to save some money, so I used cheap hardware store turnbuckles. I used hooks on them instead of shackles, and I didn't lash the hooks down because everything was under tension. I thought that would take care of it. Well, so here I am sailing back towards the yacht club, or trying to, and I couldn't come about because I had no shrouds on the other side. So I'm aiming for Vashon Island. I'm thinking that it's a pretty big piece of land there, and if everything goes right, I'll eventually hit shore. Meanwhile, the boat was taking on water pretty badly because 3 days of bouncing up and down on the beach had put a crack in one of the bottom planks. And about the time I got into the middle of the bay, I'm getting a little discouraged. Along comes the Coast Guard patrol boat. And the Coast Guard guy says, what's your problem? You need anything? And I says, yeah, I need a bilge bucket. And so finally they came alongside and helped me get the shrouds back onto the boat, took the sails down, and it was now colder than heck and wet and rainy and pretty miserable. They were sitting in the back of the patrol boat, I remember to this day, playing cards. And they insisted that I stay in my boat and steer it. Well, they told me that the Tacoma Yacht Club. So I'm watching them drink hot coffee and play poker while I'm shivering. So anyhow, that was lesson number two. Lesson number two is make sure that all of the fittings are lashed or cannot shake loose under any circumstance. Later on that summer, I felt it was time to practice a maneuver that all good sailors should be able to handle, and that's to capsize and to right a boat. So on Sunday afternoon, about three of us small boats were sailing together. I took off my clothes down to my shorts and handed them to one of the buddies and said, I'm going to show you guys how we capsize and right these boats. So I proceeded to capsize the boat, and everything was cool. And I'm going to swim around, and I'm going to get it on the centerboard and flip the thing back up, right? Well, somehow or other, the boat turned turtle and went straight upside down instead of laying on its side. And lesson number three is always make sure that your rudder and your centerboard, or daggerboard in this case, are secured so that they won't leave the boat should you capsize. What happened was, as soon as the boat went turtle, the daggerboard went to the bottom of the bay, and before I could catch it, the rudder came off, and it went to the bottom of the bay also. So now I'm sitting on top of this stupid upside-down sailboat with no way to apply any leverage to get it upright. One of the mistakes I'd made also was that I did this in the middle of the ferry boat lane, and it was a bright sunny afternoon, and a ferry went right by me, nice and slow, everybody gawking over the side of this stupid little kid with no clothes on, clinging to the bottom of his sailboat. And so finally, along comes the Coast Guard again, and they helped me get it upright and back to the yacht club. But here again, they were kind of not very helpful in that I asked them if they would go chase down the fellow that had my clothes so I could put some clothes on before we got into the yacht club. They said, no, they're too busy. So they proceeded into the yacht club and tied me up to the dock, 3/4 naked, and I had to wait around for about a half an hour before my buddy came sailing in with my clothes. The lesson there was always make sure that the rudder is secure so that it can't come loose under any circumstance. And if you're in a boat with a daggerboard, have some way to secure that so that it stays with the boat.
And so that was your first boat?
That was the first boat, and I had a lot of fun with the boat. We did a lot of things, learned a lot of lessons. And
so how old were you then?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay, so what year was that about, do you think?
It was probably 44. Uh-huh. And that was part of life in Tacoma.